And then,
and what are you?
Oh, I'm a racing whore. All journalists are whores.
Well, and is that what you've always done?
No, I started working with a trainer, then set up my own, but difficult business. Journalism's easier. Yeah. Right, Father Baldy. Quick course for you in betting and the morality thereof. As a priest, you'll know your Bible. And you'll know the parable of the talents.
Yes.
Rich man, i.e. God, gone on a journey, gives the three servants respectively 5 talents, 3 talents, and 1 talent. Mm-hmm. When he comes back, the first 2 servants have doubled their stakes. Which means, like, they've had a winner at evens. You understand that?
Yes, Cody, but the third servant went and digged in the earth and hid his lord's money.
Exactly. And when the rich man came back, he was furious with the third servant, wasn't he? So you can't have it plainer than that. The Bible tells, it's the message of the whole parable, God doesn't want you to keep your stake in your pocket. God's telling us it's our sacred duty to gamble.
It was surely...
And if the point wasn't clear enough already, what happens to the talent of the servant that buried his? He doesn't even get to keep it, does he?
Well, no.
He loses his stake. And it's given to the man who's doubled his 5 and now has 10 talents. The Bible not only provides an example of betting on the horses, it also presents us with the first accumulator in history. So you see, God's definitely in favour of gambling.
Well, I still think that...
Of course he is. You could do very well at it, you know, Father Baldy.
What makes you say that?
Well, being a priest and all. You've a hotline to the great tipster in the sky, haven't you? You could pray for a horse to win.
So, another 30 minutes to be my big race. Walk to Tubby all the way from Punchestown.
You can call it your big race if you want to.
When I was a jockey, they was all big races.
You never won many of them, though, did you?
Well, maybe not, but...
Could you give me a price on that, Tubby?
Sure, 20-1.
Thanks, cheers.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Look, stop crowding the window, Declan. You can see I've got people to serve.
You know, this race is the third leg of my treble.
I know. You've told me 12 times. Anyway, you put the bet on in this shop.
Party Animal came in at 7-1, I kept him. So, my 10 went up to 80. Calamari did the business at Huntington at 6-1. So that's 480 goes on to Limerick Lover. If Limerick Lover wins...
If Limerick Lover wins, nothing's going to bait that Polly's triumph.
Well, we'll see, Tubby. We'll see.
What's got into old Declan?
We imagine it's the paddy as usual. You haven't got any fags, have you?
No, sorry, love.
We'll have to go out and get some after this race.
And I must say, I still like the sound of Limerick Lover. Mickey McGann's riding, and he's one of my favourites.
He's a good jockey for sure, but what chance does he stand at those weights?
Oh, the weight's important too, is it?
The weight is all important. But don't you worry about that, Father Baldy. You just decide which horse you're going to pray for.
I don't really think that.
Mind you, in this race, your prayer won't work at all unless you pray for Polly's triumph.
No, I don't think that'll win.
Of course it will, Mrs. Reed. The handicappers have been generous for once, and the Curragh form was confirmed last week when the second romped home by a distance at Kempton.
Sorry?
Ah, don't worry about it, Father Baldy. Besides, Mrs. Reed, Polly's triumph's trained by Roddy Proud.
Ah, well, no. He's a fine man. Father, you've heard of Roddy Proud, haven't you?
I'm afraid not.
I think there's no hope for you. Roddy Proud's one of the real gentlemen of the turf. Famous, had winners at Cheltenham and everything.
Oh.
Now, didn't you say you were writing something about him, Cody?
That's right, his biography.
Mm-hmm. Authorised.
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be. Roddy's still considering giving his permission. Checking out me credentials, you know. Mm-hmm. Working title of the book is Proud Winners. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Roddy Proud's going to have another winner in this race. Just to make things doubly sure, Polly's triumph has got Jack O'Murnaghan up.
Old Mr. Moneybags.
Meanest man in racing. Mind you, he'll be happy, because he knows he's going to get his winning percentage. Anyone who bets against Polly's triumph will be throwing their money away.
Well, I think I throw a bit of my money away. I'm still going for Limerick Lover.
You're as mad as a dog with no tail. Here, look, that bookie's offering 7-2 on for Polly's triumph. I'll get some of that.
It's all clear to you now, is it, Father?
As mud. I still haven't got the full PS.
No, full SP. Anyway, do you think you could manage a little prayer for me? Well, not for me so much as for Limerick Lover.
Oh, Mrs. Reed, if my prayers have any power, which I'm not entirely sure about, I don't think I shall be using them to do conjuring tricks.
Go on, Father. Limerick Lover. Tell God, he said, 10-1 and drifting in the...